I'm Roger Baker, Executive Director of the Stratfor Center for Applied Geopolitics at RAIN, a global center of excellence for geopolitical intelligence and analysis. Learn how you can put geopolitics to work for your organization at RAINnetwork.com.
Hello, and welcome to RAIN's Essential Geopolitics podcast. My name is Emma Kami, and for today's episode, I'll be speaking with RAIN's Director of Analysis, Adriano Bossoni, about Argentinian President Javier Milei's first 100 days in office. Welcome to the podcast, Adriano.
Hey, Emma, nice talking with you again.
So March 19th marked the first 100 days in office for Argentinian President Javier Milei. What were the main milestones of this period?
Yeah, it's certainly been a very interesting and active first 100 days for the world's first libertarian president. Milei's first 100 days in office offered a combination of symbolic moves, but also concrete actions. On the symbolic side, he made a few very interesting moves trying to underscore his anti-establishment and anti-traditional politicians' rhetoric. He gave his inauguration speech not inside Argentina's Congress, as is the tradition, but on the square outside the Congress, turning his back on Congress and all the lawmakers that were inside, right? So this was part of an anti-establishment narrative that portrays most Argentinian politicians as, and I quote Milei's words, a caste of corrupt people who are only interested in protecting their own vested interests and not in the well-being of the Argentinian population. Along these lines, Milei also made other symbolic moves to show Argentina's foreign policy priorities. For instance, he made a heavily publicized visit to Israel just to show Argentina's alignment with the government there. He gave a speech at the Davos conference in Switzerland where he warned world leaders against, and I quote, the threat of global communism. So he made lots of really interesting symbolic moves to build this idea that yes, he's the first libertarian president in world history, and yes, he wants to heavily deregulate the economy and eliminate all state intervention in the economy. He has a very strong anti-traditional political parties rhetoric. He wants to fight for the common man against the vested interests of politicians, trade unions, and the likes. But of course, he also made significant policy decisions in addition to these symbolic moves. To begin with, there was a severe reduction in public spending. Argentina's number one problem is extraordinarily high inflation rates, which are connected to massive public spending and massive money printing from previous administrations. So Milei and his government, they focused heavily on cutting spending, reducing the amount of Argentinian pesos circulating in the economy to reduce inflation. So basically he removed subsidies for public transportation and energy. He also decided not to increase pension payments despite the very high levels of inflation. And these measures were economically very, very painful, but they seem to be working. Argentina achieved its first fiscal surplus in years in the early months of 2024. Inflation is going down. The gap between the official and the unofficial exchange rates for the Argentinian peso vis-a-vis the US dollar is also shrinking. The Argentinian Central Bank is improving its reserves of US dollars, which means that Argentina may soon lift its capital controls. So from a macro point of view, the measures are working. Of course, the main problem is that these spending cuts are also generating a drastic reduction in economic activity, and poverty levels are going up.
So it was also a period of heavy confrontation between the government and trade unions and groups representing low-income families. While there were also constant clashes between the Argentine government and lawmakers in this Congress, can you explain what the reason for these tensions was?
Yeah, Milei's government has taken a take-no-prisoners approach to policymaking. He's pushing forward with his plans in an uncompromising way. He is refusing to negotiate with those sectors of Argentinian society, be it union leaders, be it opposition lawmakers who oppose his plans, which of course generates a high degree of conflict, right? Argentina's main trade unions held a general strike in late February, which was a first in Argentinian history. It was the first time in the country's history that unions took such an action so shortly after a new government took over. There was no honeymoon period between Milei and the trade unions. Groups representing low-income families protest in Buenos Aires and other cities almost on a daily basis, challenging the government's policy of not allowing the blocking of streets. And of course, the most consequential of the government's fights is that against lawmakers in the Argentinian Congress. It's worth keeping in mind that Milei's political party, Freedom Advances, only has a handful of lawmakers in the Chamber of Deputies and in the Senate, which means that, in theory, he should be negotiating with them in order to pass legislation. The thing is, Milei absolutely refuses to cooperate with opposition lawmakers. It's either his plan or no plan at all. Shortly after taking office, for instance, the government presented a bill with more than 600 proposals to deregulate the Argentinian economy and to make it more business friendly. And the government decided to withdraw the bill before even a vote took place because Parliament was asking for changes to it. And he said, well, no, it's either this or nothing. So he withdrew the bill. It was abandoned. And nobody knows what's going to happen with it in the future. The government is also trying to circumvent Congress by passing reforms through presidential decrees. The thing is, presidential decrees require the ratification of the Argentinian Congress. And for instance, the Argentinian Senate has already voted against one of the government's presidential decrees. And the decree will be abolished if the Chamber of Deputies also votes against it. There's not a date for this vote yet, but it could potentially block the presidential decree. So this is all showing the limitations of a government that, on the one hand, wants to radically transform Argentina. It wants to pass structural reforms, but at the same time, it is completely unwilling to negotiate or compromise. So Argentina has seen a drastic reduction in public spending, as I was saying earlier, because this is the kind of things that the government can do without asking for a vote in parliament. But the Argentinian government has completely failed to pass any meaningful structural reforms to ensure growth in the medium to long term. So this is one of the main questions moving forward for the future of Argentina. Yes, cutting public spending is good to reduce inflation, and the government can do this unilaterally. The question is, you also need structural reforms to make growth sustainable in the long run, and the government is failing to do any of this because it's so far refusing to negotiate with lawmakers in Congress.
So you just started to touch on this at the very end, and I kind of wanted to see, like, if you were to expand on, given everything you've spoken about, the clashes with Congress, the so far successful monetary policy changes as it comes to reducing inflation, what are the overall prospects for the government in the coming months?
Yeah, after 100 days of the Milei administration, it's very interesting to note that for all the chaos that marked the government's first weeks in office, a significant section of the electorate still supports it. Even though the Argentinian economy is in a very, very bad recession, and lots of people, I would say most Argentinians, have seen a drastic deterioration of their living standards, support for the government remains strong. And this is because a significant part of the electorate understands that the country's current economic problems are the result of two or maybe more decades of mismanagement by previous governments, and that Milei's measures, however painful they may be, are necessary to reduce Argentina's extremely high inflation rates. So this is the irony, right? Things are looking really bad these days, but so far the government has managed to preserve a significant degree of popular support, which means that the Milei government is unlikely to significantly change course in the coming months. Also, as I said earlier, inflation remains very high, but it is going down. If the government manages to get inflation within tolerable levels by the end of 2024, then I think the opposition will be more willing to discuss structural reforms on the economy. Moreover, as I said earlier, central bank dollar reserves are improving, and the government is getting really close to the point where it may be able to lift capital controls. And let's keep in mind that capital controls have a strongly negative impact on the economy, because they don't allow the free movement of capital, which is a big no-no for foreign investment. So lifting capital controls would send a major message to investors that Argentina is finally becoming a more stable economy. The problem, of course, in my opinion, is that Milei is in a race against time. As I said a few minutes ago, many Argentinians still believe that the current economic pain is necessary in order to eventually have an economy that works. But this will not last forever, right? A lot of Argentinians understand that the government cannot address in only 3 months or 6 months problems that have been brewing for decades. And this is why support is still strong. But we know that a government's popularity does not last forever. And public opinion is a very volatile thing. So unless inflation, which I think is the Argentinians' main concern, and unless it really goes down in the coming months, then popular support for the government could collapse very quickly. So unless the government manages to compromise or cut deals with some members of Congress, then its more structural reforms will continue to hit walls. So this is Milei's main challenge, I would say, to drastically reduce inflation while also preventing Argentina's very weak economy from producing explosions of social unrest that could destabilize the government or even lead to its collapse.
Thanks, Adriano. I look forward to hearing a follow-up on Milei's government as things continue to develop through 2024 and beyond. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. As always, it was very nice talking with you.
You too. You can read more of Adriano's insights by subscribing to one of Rain's risk intelligence products. Our suite of products and solutions allow clients to access the insights and analyses they need to make more informed decisions. You can sign up or learn more at our website, rainnetwork.com. That's RANENetwork.com. I'm Emma Kami. Thanks for listening.